I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. People with cystic fibrosis are living longer and more fulfilling lives thanks in part to specialized cystic fibrosis care and a range of new treatment options. Dr. Patrick Flum is here to talk about CF and new approaches to treatment. Dr. Flum is a professor of medicine and pediatrics, and he's director of the Cystic Fibrosis Center at MUSC. Dr. Flum, give us a brief understanding of CF.
Cystic fibrosis is a genetic condition, which means these folks are born with the condition. And the problem they have is that a very specific protein is abnormal or not present, and it affects all different parts of the body, but especially the lungs and the GI tract.
I understand newborns are screened for CF. What's the impact of this early screening?
It was learned a while back that we could measure an enzyme in the blood of newborns with cystic fibrosis that would give us a hint that they may have the condition. And more than a decade ago, South Carolina implemented this program looking for patients that might have cystic fibrosis right after birth.
And can all or most cases of CF be identified in the newborn stage?
Most cases are diagnosed at this stage, although nothing is 100% in medicine. So there may be some people that will be thought they might have cystic fibrosis, but they will not, and others that might be missed, but it's a pretty good test.
I understand you were involved in research related to therapy that combines three new medications that were approved for CF patients in 2019. Tell us about this new treatment approach for cystic fibrosis.
Part of the problem in cystic fibrosis is these patients are vulnerable to developing chronic infection of their airways. And so their daily lives had been one in which they had cough and chronic production of sputum, and they would suffer exacerbations where they might need antibiotics or even hospitalization. But by using these medications, it makes the clearance of that infection so much better. Try to imagine now these patients are no longer coughing. There was a time when these patients were in the hospital once or twice a year, and now it's markedly reduced.
Can these medications be used to treat infants who test positive for cystic fibrosis?
That is the goal, but when you are doing drug development, typically we start testing the medications in the adult population, and so this triple combination was first approved for patients with CF who were 12 years or older. Studies were then done in younger children, and the drug has now been approved for patients down to the age of 6. And we will continue to do studies to see if the drug is safe and effective in even younger children. But the goal of treating the very young is trying to prevent the complications that occur with cystic fibrosis, not just to treat the symptoms.
What are the continuing challenges in treating cystic fibrosis?
The most important is that this therapy is not effective for everyone with cystic fibrosis because they don't have the mutations that would be responsive to the therapy. In addition, like any other medicine, there are some patients that can't tolerate the therapy. And so there is a gap. There is a number of patients in whom we still need to develop similar, very effective therapies.
Dr. Flum, thanks for this update about treating cystic fibrosis.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.